So I'm here ringside after the game with the NIHL Blaze with head coach of the under-18s, Martin Grubb. Martin, I'd say that was a decent workout for your side.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a good workout for us. We started off pretty well. And in the first period, I think there was a lot of positives. There was obviously a few negatives that we needed to change, but this is our first game together. And then I thought we grew into the game, and credit to the Blades, they gave us a good workout. They let us work on some things we needed to see. And we're really quite happy with that.
Is this why it's a good exercise? Because you get to see them in that match time?
Yeah, I don't think there's no substitute for being able to see the team playing games, or players playing games. And you know, you get some really pleasant surprises for guys who, you know, they look decent in training, and then all of a sudden they prove why you picked them, because they show up in the games. And I thought that once we started to really execute what we've been working on over the two practices today, that we started to move the puck well, and we proved that there's a lot of good things that were coming for us.
How important is the camp, not just the game, but you've been in Sheffield today, you'll be back in Sheffield tomorrow. Is that very key to your team building plans?
Definitely, Chris. It's very key. It's massive for us, because you know what it's like, we don't get a lot of time together, so the time we get, we really got to have that camp that gives us two practices today, two practices tomorrow. With a game as well, it allows us to review what we've done tonight. We've had the game taped, so we can watch that back, review tomorrow, and tidy up some things. And it sets us in really good stead for going over to Helsinki, and obviously giving us a couple of days there as well. So, you can't underestimate the importance of these camps, and so far, so good.
Not wanting really to emphasise on one player, because there was a good load of performances out there, but when any guy gets an actual hat-trick like Tom Rutkus did, that was pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tom's is somebody that, like, a type of player we've not had for a while. He's got a natural eye for goal, as you see with that natural hat trick. He can score. He works really, really hard. He's strong. Him and Adam Finlayson have automatically got a good understanding and partnership. We've been at OHA with Peter now. So I think he can be very pleased with his night's work. I think there's more to come from Tom's and the team in general. And we've got a lot of good depth this year. I think the options are there. We've still got some guys to come in, obviously, and I think and overall we can be very satisfied, and there's a lot of positives to take forward.
Well done tonight, and good luck in the tournament. I'm sure we'll speak to you soon, Martin.
Thank you very much, Chris.